can you do when your anxiety is completely overwhelming you? Maybe it's even at the level of a panic attack. Can we use the energy of mindfulness and the insight from our reaction to liberate us from suffering? Yes, we can. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. Hope you're happy. Hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal, Sean. And thanks to everyone who's joined the Facebook group. We've had an avalanche of people joining, which is fantastic. So please consider it if you haven't already. It's your last chance to enter April's Impermanence Nature Photography Competition. The thread is stickied at the top of the Facebook page. I'll be picking a winner on Tuesday and announcing it next week. So get your pictures in. I'll also be announcing what May's competition is. Lots of great suggestions from you guys. It might be photography on another mindfulness theme or something creative. Laurie suggested poetry. Thank you, Laurie. We'll let you know next week. If you'd like to join the podcast meetup on the 18th of May, then click the link in the description. You can also find the Patreon there, where there's lots of bonus episodes and extras like sleep meditations. Please do support the podcast if you can. Barry and Ange suggested that I do an episode on anxiety and getting over anxiety. You can suggest ideas too on the Facebook group. What does it feel like when anxiety takes over? You get shoved out of the driving seat and you're just along for the ride while anxiety, let's call him Steve to give him a name, Steve's at the wheel. And it's fight or flight time, except that you can't really do either because you feel completely paralysed. As regular listeners know, anxiety ruled my life for many years, pretty much the first 30 years of my existence, until I stumbled across mindfulness and learned how to let go of the suffering that I experience as a result of my fear. But I really don't want you to think that I'm some kind of Zen master. I'm absolutely not. I still experience moments of high anxiety. The seeds of anxiety sit within everyone. You, me, Thich Nhat Hanh when he was alive, the Dalai Lama, even the gods of our age, celebrities, experience crippling anxiety. Adele gets stage fright before she blows the roof off a concert. Ryan Reynolds talks about being behind the curtain, about to go on a talk show. He said, I remember I'd be standing backstage before the curtain would open and I would think to myself, I'm going to die, I'm literally going to die here, he said. The curtain's going to open and I'm just going to be a symphony of vomit, like something terrible's going to happen. Vomit aside, I also feel this way sometimes. I remember 3 years ago, that's after I started this podcast, I was in a large work Zoom meeting, hundreds of people there. My boss asked me to talk about what my team were doing. If there's three things that Steve, my anxiety, doesn't like, it's large crowds of people, public speaking, and surprises. Over the previous few years, I'd got fairly comfortable with doing public speaking in front of a range of audiences. It wasn't really a problem anymore. But now here was some surprise public speaking in front of a large crowd. Throw into the mix that I was new to the job and still quite insecure, and you had a perfect storm of soiling your pants. I tried to speak, but nothing was coming out. I tried to breathe, but I couldn't fill my lungs with air. My heart had decided it didn't want to be in my chest anymore and was pounding the walls to be let out. My hands were shaking and had an overwhelming urge to cry. I felt like I was going to die. And I later found out that these are the classic symptoms of a panic attack, and I've experienced something like this a couple of times a year for most of my life. I managed to somehow squeak out some not very coherent words about what my team were up to, but it's hard to talk when you can't inhale, and the conversation moved on to the next person. I switched my camera off and put my head in my hands. I felt mortified, like everyone I work with has just seen me make a fool of myself. And I would have to live with the terrible, terrible consequences of it. But guess what? There were no consequences, not really. Maybe people were surprised that I struggled on that Zoom call. I think it's more likely no one remembers it but me. It didn't affect how I did the job. It didn't affect how people perceived me. It had close to zero real-world impacts outside of my head. But at the time, it felt like the end of the world. And anxiety is a way of doing that, taking a problem that is inconsequential to others and magnifying it massively in your own perception. After the meeting, I was in the center of that storm. So how did I apply the principles of mindfulness to how I was feeling so I could let go and move on from it? The first thing I did was accept that it happened without judgment. We talked about aversion a few weeks ago, episode 233, if you want to listen, and it's one of the five obstacles to liberation in Buddhism. My aversion to that experience was one of the reasons for my suffering. I wish it didn't happen. If only I had a few notes ready. I was stupid for not expecting to be called. All of these thoughts are aversions to reality, attempts by my mind to somehow change the past. It happened. I chose to accept the reality without judgment and without judging myself. Side note, I appreciate that this is not easy to do, and practicing mindfulness for a long time makes accepting reality a lot more feasible. What I would say is, even if you're relatively new to mindfulness and it's not easy for you to simply accept things, you can still practice acceptance and build your training. An example, Tara Brach in her book Radical Acceptance, which I would highly recommend, suggests saying yes to everything. Yes to the clouds, yes to the birds, yes to your cat, yes to the difficult experience you just had. You're not saying it's good or bad. You're simply saying that it exists, that it's reality, union with reality. Back to the story. Then I looked at the rest of my thoughts. Worries about the future, would this damage my credibility in the eyes of other people? Seeing this thought, I could surface the attachment I had, which was my need for approval and respect from other people. Attachments are another obstacle to our happiness. I see my attachment. I smile to my attachment. Maybe I even laugh at my attachment. Oh, you. And the feeling of anxiety itself, that feeling that I was so uncomfortable and ashamed of when I was younger, I was feeling that shame and discomfort again. I remembered the words of Thich Nhat Hanh, "There you are, my old friend." I welcomed the anxiety in, rather than trying to push it away. I sit with my anxiety. I breathe into my anxiety. My anxiety is trying to protect me. Thank you, anxiety. It took some time for the difficult feelings to fade, but they did. The stress left me feeling exhausted, but I gained huge insight into my suffering as a result. Being a little more prepared for meetings is one thing I took away, but the real insight was in my perception of panic and high anxiety. I realized for the first time that even after all my practice, I still did not really accept the feeling of panic. I had learned to accept my anxiety, but this was something else, much more intense. Focusing my awareness on what I had experienced and directing compassion towards myself, I knew now that if I had a panic attack, I wouldn't get locked into a cycle of anxiety leading to shame, leading to more anxiety. I could accept having a panic attack and even smile to it. Happiness is possible, one of the Four Noble Truths. And it was a good thing I did gain the insight to accept it, because it happened again since that meeting 3 years ago. I was giving a presentation to a senior group of people. It was going fine, and suddenly panic hit me like a tidal wave without warning. I couldn't breathe, but for the first time, I was able to apply the energy of mindfulness to my panic, my high anxiety. Bear with me for a moment, I said and smiled to the seniors. I stopped my presentation for a few seconds and noticed what I could feel. A tight feeling in my chest, restricted breathing. It was starting. "There you are, my old friend, Steve," I said to myself. No shame this time, no aversion. It was happening, it was real, I accepted it, and I had no judgment of it. My chest released. I breathed in and breathed out. I could breathe. That was a nice surprise. I took another deep breath in and then continued the presentation. The point of the story is not that I'll never feel panic or high anxiety again. The point is that I will, and I accept it, I don't feel ashamed anymore. And I don't want you to feel ashamed about your fear either. One of the key drivers of suffering is our unwillingness to accept what we're feeling. But whatever the cause of our anxiety, the reality is that's what you're feeling. You have to accept it because being in union with reality is the only path of happiness. I want you to be able to look at your anxiety and see your aversion to it, your shame, your anger and resentment towards it, your sadness, even your anxiety about your anxiety. And I want you to accept it all, accept the reality of your experience. Your anxiety and panic exist within you, and you have difficult feelings about it. Smile to them all. When we talk in a podcast about smiling to a feeling or your body or your dog, that's shorthand for accepting. In accepting, you will start to let go of your aversion to your anxiety, the shame, the anger, the fear of your anxiety. And once you do that, once you accept your anxiety, it will never hurt you the same way again, I promise you. The suffering you experience from your anxiety will start to dissipate, like the clouds parting to reveal a clear blue sky. And that's a Shawnee D guarantee. That's my new catchphrase. So let's sit together for a while and direct our single-pointed awareness towards our anxiety and our aversion to it. Don't worry, you're in safe hands. And if you prefer not to focus on your fear, you can focus on your breath instead and just let the words wash over you. We're going to start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. We're going to start, as we always do, by applying our beginner's mind to our posture. So I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap, and just allowing a gentle smile to emerge on your face. As we enjoy the stability of our posture. And expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold, noticing where you feel tense or relaxed, becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin, and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. And shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. Or a regretful thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness in the breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. breathing in. I experience the feeling of anxiety in me. Breathing out. I smile to the feeling of anxiety in me. Experiencing anxiety. Smiling. Breathing in, I experience my aversion to anxiety, so it might be shame or fear or anger. Breathing out, I smile to my aversion, experiencing aversion, smiling. breathing in, I let go of my aversion to anxiety. Breathing out, I feel free. Letting go, free. Breathing in, I welcome my old friend, anxiety. Breathing out, I listen to my old friend, anxiety. Welcoming, listening. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. As we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment or two to notice any changes in your body, any areas of relaxation, any areas of discomfort or tension, and taking the opportunity to stretch those, just giving the body what it needs. Noticing any changes in your mind, and if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And just before we finish, your mindfulness homework for this week. So I would invite you to map your aversions to anxiety or panic. So it might be shame or anger or fear. And then I want you to notice that aversion arising and practice smiling to it. So when you're feeling anxious and you're feeling ashamed of it or anxious about your anxiety, practice smiling to that aversion. And then as your aversion eases and you start to accept your anxiety, then I want you to practice experiencing your anxiety without aversion. And if you've got an experience in doing that that you want to share, then please do tell us about it in the Facebook Sangha group. And may you be happy. May you be peaceful. And may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana will ya, and I'll see you next time.
I build